With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. April marks the first annual Walla Walla Valley Wine Month to celebrate the fantastic wine culture there. From a wine community that began about 40 years ago with just a few winemakers like Leonetti Cellars' Gary Figgins, Walla Walla Valley Wine Alliance Executive Director Robert Hansen says having a month to celebrate Walla Walla wines seemed like the logical next step.
I think it is a natural transition. It makes sense. It's a great way to familiarize people with us and get people thinking about us. I mean, from when Gary started out, we're probably well over 130 wineries in the AVA, and definitely the most densely populated AVA in the state of Washington. So it's a great opportunity, and it just, you know, shares more about us and the community.
Hansen says Wine Month fits nicely with other great Walla Walla events.
That's very true. And, you know, the month of April all stands out on its own. It's, you know, the first Monday food truck night starts in April. Renaissance Fair at the Whitman campus in the middle of April. We have Tour de Walla Walla bike race that happens in April. So there's already a lot of activity. I think it's just great to bring it all under one umbrella of being part of Walla Walla Wine Month.
Hansen says he can't wait.
I'm just looking forward to the month of April. You know, when I used to visit and I wasn't a resident, we used to come in March and April, and I thought it was the best time to come because it was a little quieter, but I'm hoping that we change that in April and get a lot more people to visit or consider visiting.
We'll have an update on Walla Walla Valley Wine Month as April draws closer.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.